Part 1. For numbers 1 to 5, you are going to hear some short recordings. You will hear each recording twice. Read the question and select the correct answer from options A, B, and C. Mark the correct option for each number on your answer sheet. Now let's listen to an example before beginning the test. Listen to the example recording and look at the possible answers as you listen. Example.
Have you seen this article?
No. What does it say?
It says that the new movie at the Odeon is really great. Let's go and see it.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds really violent. It's called Time to Die.
No, I don't think it's violent. It says it's a love story set in France.
Well, that's a strange title for a love story.
Oh, come on, Rebecca, let's go.
I don't really want to go, Jack.
Okay, it doesn't matter. There are plenty of other movies on. We'll go to something else.
Isn't there a nice comedy somewhere?
The correct answer is B. Now we will begin the test. Question 1.
Welcome to the show. Today we will be talking to Dr. Jonathan Graham, the world-famous archaeologist. Dr. Graham will be telling us about his most recent trip to Egypt and some of the discoveries that have been made there in the past few years. Dr. Graham was last on our show in 1998 after returning from a trip to Colombia, and he also joined us after his visit to Peru in 1995. Dr. Graham, once again, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and we look forward to hearing about your latest findings, which I believe are quite extraordinary. Welcome to the show. Today, we will be talking to Dr. Jonathan Graham, the world-famous archaeologist. Dr. Graham will be telling us about his most recent trip to Egypt and some of the discoveries that have been made there in the past few years. Dr. Graham was last on our show in 1998 after returning from a trip to Colombia, and he also joined us after his visit to Peru in 1995. Dr. Graham, once again, it's a pleasure to have you with us, and we look forward to hearing about your latest findings, which I believe are quite extraordinary.
Question 2.
We now have a caller on line 3, and it's Michael Carling from San Antonio. Michael, you're through to Joan Ryan. What is your question?
Good morning. Can I say, first of all, how much I enjoy your show? My question is for Joan, is about indoor plants. I have always had problems because my apartment is very dry and it gets a lot of sunshine. I find that a lot of my plants just find it too hot and die very quickly. Maybe also because I forget to water them. Are there any plants you could recommend to me, Joan?
This is a common problem. We now have a caller on line 3, and it's Michael Carling from San Antonio. Michael, you're through to Joan Ryan. What is your question?
Good morning. Can I say, first of all, how much I enjoy your show? My question is for Joan, is about indoor plants. I have always had problems because my apartment is very dry and it gets a lot of sunshine. I find that a lot of my plants just find it too hot and die very quickly. Maybe also because I forget to water them. Are there any plants you could recommend to me, Joan?
This is a common problem.
Question 3.
Hello, Annie. How have you been?
Hi there, Ted. Long time no see. I'm fine. What about you? What have you been doing with yourself?
The usual, working too hard. Oh, we did go for a vacation to Florida last month.
Well, that's good. How long did you go for?
Just 2 weeks. Betty's family lives there, so we stayed with them.
How nice. Did you have a good time?
It was okay, but the weather wasn't very good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hello, Annie. How have you been?
Hi there, Ted. Long time no see. I'm fine. What about you? What have you been doing with yourself?
The usual, working too hard. We did go for a vacation to Florida last month.
Well, that's good. How long did you go for?
Just 2 weeks. Betty's family lives there, so we stayed with them.
How nice. Did you have a good time?
It was okay, but the weather wasn't very good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Question 4.
Could you tell me the way to the City Theatre?
Sure. You need to go all the way to the end of this block. That'll take you to the Marsh History Museum on Market Street. Then turn left on Market Street and go straight on for 2 blocks. That'll take you to Blossom Avenue, where you turn right onto Marsh Street, and the theatre will be right there on your left. You can't miss it.
Okay, so right on Market and right on Blossom. Thanks so much.
No, left on Market.
Oh, that's right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Could you tell me the way to the City Theatre?
Sure. You need to go all the way to the end of this block. That'll take you to the Marsh History Museum on Market Street. Then turn left on Market Street and go straight on for 2 blocks. That'll take you to Blossom Avenue, where you turn right onto Marsh Street, and the theatre will be right there on your left. You can't miss it.
Okay, so right on Market and right on Blossom. Thanks so much.
No, left on Market.
Oh, that's right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Question 5.
Hi, my name is Eileen, and I'll be your waitress this evening. First, I'd like to tell you about tonight's specials. Our soup of the day is a delicious cream of chicken soup with real chicken pieces, and for main courses, we have steak in a red wine sauce with french fries and baby carrots, or roasted pork with apple and ginger sauce, potatoes, and asparagus tips. We also have everything else on the menu, of course. I'll be right back when you're ready to order. Hi, my name is Eileen, and I'll be your waitress this evening. First, I'd like to tell you about tonight's specials. Our soup of the day is a delicious cream of chicken soup with real chicken pieces, and for main courses, we have steak in a red wine sauce with french fries and baby carrots, or roasted pork with apple and ginger sauce, potatoes, and asparagus tips. We also have everything else on the menu, of course. I'll be right back when you're ready to order.
Question 6.
Here are the news headlines. Last night's initial reports on the tropical storm Greta spoke of at least 200,000 people evacuated from their homes. And after a night of unrelenting rain and winds, we have just heard that it has also left 500,000 people in the region without electricity. Greta has seriously affected over 1,000 miles of coastline, with strong 70-mile-per-hour winds and more than 11 inches of rain falling overnight in some areas. A tropical storm warning remains in effect today as local relief workers begin the task of cleaning up after the storm. Here are the news headlines. Last night's initial reports on the tropical storm Greta spoke of at least 200,000 people evacuated from their homes, and after a night of unrelenting rain and winds, we have just heard that it has also left 500,000 people in the region without electricity. Greta has seriously affected over 1,000 miles of coastline, with strong 70-mile-per-hour winds and more than 11 inches of rain falling overnight in some areas. A tropical storm warning remains in effect today as local relief workers begin the task of cleaning up after the storm.
This is the end of part 1. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.